the actual Picton, the character who lived upon this earth, who was the first British governor of Trinidad and Tobago, they don't know who he is or what he did. I know that for a fact. None of the narratives I've seen anywhere so far, including those coming out of the United Kingdom, that are all pro-removal, actually give a full context of the villain that Picton was in Trinidad and Tobago. So knowledge is really important. And in fact, the monuments that we see in our public spaces are part of the miseducation, are part of the colonial epistemic violence. When they left the Caribbean in 1962, 80% of the people here were functionally illiterate and therefore could not access epistemic violence through their textbooks.